In the spirit of Thanksgiving, this story is about gratitude. Education reporter Aubrey Juhas tells us about a new Philadelphia teacher and her mentor, a veteran educator who is also her sister-in-law.
Ask any teacher and they'll probably tell you their first year in the classroom was their hardest. That's why new teacher Shalisha Smith says she feels lucky to have a trusted mentor, her sister-in-law and 17-year teaching veteran Njemele Anderson.
Planning, teaching, grading, start again. Planning, teaching, grading, start. So I call her in the midst of that dance routine.
Anderson, who is sitting next to Smith, starts dancing in her seat.
To get more moves because I run out of moves. And so she kind of sparks the train, you know, the train going again.
The two women have been close friends since Anderson married Smith's brother, who's also a teacher, almost a decade ago. Now that they're both high school English teachers, Smith at Lincoln and Anderson at Strawberry Mansion, the women say their phone calls are even more frequent. Anderson's first piece of advice for all new teachers is what she refers to as the four C's.
You have to be consistent, you have to have consequences, and you have to be consistent with your consequences.
Smith, the novice teacher, says her discipline style is still a work in progress.
Because I'm soft. I'm a softie. To toughen up a little bit. She's told me specifically when I go into my classroom, I am not Aunt Leisha. She made that very clear.
While Anderson still has fun with her students, she says they know there's a line in her classroom and not to cross it.
They understand, like, we come in, like, we can bust it up, we can be bustling each other, we can do all of that. But when I say this, I mean this and not that. And they understand that. And they understand when they come into the space that I have high expectations. And I tell them all the time, I don't care what happened in room 305, you were in room 316. Mm-hmm. So don't bring that over here.
Anderson has also helped with instruction. Smith was stumped when she realized her students were learning on different levels and at different paces.
The very first unit, she's laughing because I was like, what is happening? I do not know what to do now.
She admits she was a little in over her head when she asked students to write a superhero origin story.
It was supposed to be like a two-day lesson. It ended up lasting for a month. It's not funny. It is funny, but not.
With no idea what to do, she called Anderson.
What you're going to have to do is...
He told her to split the students into small groups or stations based on how much help they needed.
That's what you have to do. And that's what you have to do, period, in teaching. Mm-hmm. Because, again, students don't come to school, then they show up. Then you get a brand new student, fresh from Mars, mm-hmm. walking in your room. And you're about to be at the end of this thing, this unit, right? So you have all of this happening, but that's the constant dance.
Anderson says one of the biggest problems new teachers face is they don't realize the goals set by school administrators are just that. Goals, not requirements.
Administration is telling you that all of your students who you got that are on a fourth grade reading level need to be reading at a 12th grade reading level in 2 months. Because that's the benchmark that someone over them has set who is far away from the work because they don't teach anymore. Do not get flustered by that. That is a benchmark. That doesn't mean that you have to reach that benchmark, brand new teacher. That means that your children should show growth in aspiring to that benchmark.
When it comes to work-life balance, both women say they work more hours than they should, but they hold themselves to a consistent schedule. Anderson gets to school 90 minutes early each day, and Smith decides in advance on which days she'll overwork.
Because you're going to end up working overtime. We know this. But you shouldn't be working overtime all the time. So schedule your overtime.
Smith says she encourages other first-year teachers to do the same and to hold one another accountable. Anderson says it's important to be kind to yourself.
Do not take work home. Don't do that.
Don't do it.
Because the work is going to always be there. And the first thing about being a teacher, you are a human being. And you have to respect not only your students' humanity, but you got to respect your own humanity.
Take care of yourself, she says, so you can be there for your students and for the long haul. Aubrey Juhas, WHYY News.